Welcome to the Junebug Journeys podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob.
I'm Becky.
And we are the Kavoyans.
Oh, God. You sound like
that's
some kind
really
of
stupid
variety show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it kind of is a variety show now.
Well, I guess it is, but here we are on the road, actually.
We are on the road. We're in our Junebug right now.
We are on the Yellowstone River near Livingston, Montana.
Just south of Livingston, near Emigrate, I think, and Prey, Montana.
With an E or an A?
A.
With an A.
You didn't see that on the, well, you weren't looking at the map.
No.
I'm the navigator.
No, I didn't see that. but we're here. We just finished going through Yellowstone National Park. Beautiful place.
Yes.
Oh. I'm still blown away by the drive, but pretty incredible stuff.
Well, let's not talk about that yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We gotta go back to the beginning.
All right, here we are. Let's start all over again.
Well, not literally. Okay, welcome. Oh, gosh.
No, what we're going to do here is, I guess, talk about what we've done since I left radio. So life after radio.
Life after radio. There is life after radio.
Yes, there is. And our life is on the road. And,
well,
we have.
It isn't right now.
Well, we're on. What are you talking about? On the road. We're in the middle of Montana.
We're going to argue on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our life is not on the road.
No, oh no.
Part of our life is on the road.
Yes,
we
indeed.
We have a great life at home.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Don't argue with me.
Oh, I see how this is going.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's
I'll
Becky.
Hit you again.
Here's Becky to tell you all about the good stuff going on in our lives. Go ahead, honey.
I'm not saying anything. You're off my list.
That is all right. Already? Wait a minute, I was off your list last week. When did I get back on the list?
No.
All right. Actually, you're right. We're kind of part-time. We're not full-time travelers. We're part-time. We do enjoy our life at home, but we also enjoy our life on the road.
Yes, for sure.
The journey we're on right now is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting to put about, I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 miles on the.
Do you think?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a couple thousand out, a couple thousand back. We're going to go down the coast. And
yeah, okay.
Who knows?
So where are we going?
All right. Where are we going?
Okay, we live in Indiana.
Right.
We left Indiana
mm-hmm.
and headed west.
Right.
So the post that I'm putting on the
I guess that would be left.
We turned left out of our driveway.
Left and headed west. Yes.
Uh-huh. With a couple other turns in between.
Yes.
Well, we planned this trip for months and went on maps and travel blogs and idea places. I don't even know how we came up with some of the locations that we picked, but
I think the main thing was to get to Glacier and also to the West Coast to drive down the Oregon coast, which is spectacular.
We hear.
And that was how it all started. And then we just started picking spots in between Indy and Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And our trip was created.
Well, we also created it with a trip to Glacier in mind as one of the major pinpoints, because Bob's high school friend, Mike Sinai, who you might remember from episode, I believe, 2.
Oh, yes. 4th of July with the two Mikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had him as a guest on the podcast. So if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to episode 2 and you'll hear who we're going to go visit up in Montana.
That's right. Mike
well,
Sinai.
Well, we're in Montana.
Well, we are in Montana near Livingston, as I said before. I think we saw an eagle today.
We did.
A gray eagle. yes, our trip is, we're in the middle of it, and what we're going to talk about is the jobs that you and I each take on.
Okay, the nuts and bolts of it all.
Yeah, so when you're on the road, you don't just jump in the trailer and go, and everything's done for you. You actually have to do stuff. And I have, I guess you would say, the dirty work.
He has the manly work.
Is that what it's called?
Some of my jobs are dirty jobs.
Like what?
Who's washing the dishes?
Okay, that's a good one.
Who's doing the laundry?
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, thank you. We want to switch?
Who? All right, let's do this. Who is handling the dump stations?
That is you, and I will not do it.
Do you want to switch?
I'll go to a hotel. I'm not doing it. Don't
All
even
right.
ask.
See, there's the jobs I have.
They're dirtier than mine.
They are really dirty. A lot worse. You know what? When you stop and think about it, cleaning the dishes is not that bad.
Oh, girls?
When compared to emptying a big, emptying the shitter is what I'm saying.
Okay, but you know what? If you add up the hours involved in all of the... Okay, we're going to have another argument.
Am I off the list again?
I think that's why Bob wanted to do this podcast and call it Life After Radio, because he wanted to bitch
and moan about all the stuff. I'm sorry. No, that's not the reason.
Oh, I'm not on the radio.
Well, you know, you have to level the trailer. You have to stabilize the trailer. You have to do all the hookups, hook up the water, hook up the sewer, hook up the electricity. Without the electricity, we could not be doing this on the road.
Truly. Honestly, and I'm not joking here, without Bob, we could not do this.
We would perish.
Without Becky, Bob could do it.
It would be the filthiest trailer on the road, without question.
And you'd be eating McDonald's. You wouldn't have any meals.
The sad part is you can't drive through a McDonald's with this large trailer.
So he'd be eating Franks and beans out of a can, cold. No, I couldn't do it without Bob, but he could do it without me. It just wouldn't be nearly
as
fun.
But I don't want to do it without you. That's just it.
Yeah.
So.
It's a lot more fun together.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a dream come true and something that we've wanted to do for a long time.
I know. It is. It's awesome.
And we're on the road and we're in the middle of this great trip and it's exciting.
Well, tell our listeners what we do of a morning. So we wake up and what do we do? Give them all the details.
All right, I won't. brown chicken, brown chicken. Well, it depends on when we travel. It depends on if we take our dogs with us, Opie and Vera.
Who are snoring on the little lounge next to Bob right now.
Right now they're sleeping. Sadly, they don't do that in the morning.
No.
So when the dogs are not with us, we'll wake up, say, 8 or 9 o'clock. This morning, the dogs woke us up at 6.
I think it was 5:30.
All right. Well, it was 5:30. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. But it was bright and early. We're up. We're out. We're walking them. Then we're feeding them. And then we pack up and hit the road. Which, you know, getting an early start is good if you're not near a major city. So you don't have to worry about fighting, I guess, traffic.
But, Bob, when you say we pack up and hit the road, what do you do? What do we do
in the morning?
Because people might find this interesting. Yeah. I think it's interesting.
You mean after we walk the dogs?
Yeah, first thing we do is you can't just let the dogs out. Like at home, we can be buck naked and open the back door and let the dogs out.
Ladies and gentlemen, at home, we are buck naked.
Not all the time.
Okay, all right, never mind.
But you know what I mean? We can't just hop out of bed and let the dogs out.
No, we have to get dressed.
Shoes.
Yeah, put everything on, because this morning it was damn cold. Mm-hmm. We have to put everything on, take the dogs for a walk. Hopefully they do all their business, come back.
Pick it all up and throw it away after them.
I'll see that. All right.
Dirty job.
You know, I guess you do have a somewhat of a dump station job then.
I do. See, it's a dirty job.
It is a
dog
dirty
poop,
job.
You want to switch?
Hmm? I pick it up too. What are you talking about?
I know you do.
It's an equal opportunity thing here. And then we come back, decide if we're going to eat or not, which is something we...
Sometimes do and sometimes don't.
Sometimes it's a cup of coffee and off we go. And then Becky does her things in the trailer, putting stuff away, ready to travel, because a lot of stuff that we have on the shelves could easily fall off.
As Bob says, when you're traveling with a trailer, it's a series of... I don't know, hundreds of little earthquakes.
It's a house that just hits nothing but earthquakes.
Yeah.
And until you actually park and stabilize it.
So everything has to be secured. I have to take the clock off the wall, that kind of stuff. Because, of course, we have to have clocks.
I have to have a clock.
We have many. How many clocks do we have in here?
In here?
Yes.
I'd have to count them all. I don't know, probably 10. Is that right?
How many square feet do we have? 120 or something?
Is that what it is?
We have too many clocks at home.
I need to know what time it is. I don't know why. It's the old radio life that I always had to know what time it is.
And
that's probably why we have
do.
So many clocks at home.
Yeah.
But where were we going?
All of our jobs in the morning before we actually depart.
Okay, and then, depending on if we're in a full hookup site or if we're boondocking.
Pretend we're in a full hookup.
Full hookup, go outside, I take out, I do the black water, which is really the brown water.
Whoa.
And the gray water, which is your shower water, dish water, whatever it is. Clean those, unhook the electric. Put all that stuff back in, then load anything that we take out of the bed of the truck back into the truck. It could be a number of things or
chairs, bicycles.
Yeah, you never know. And then
also, let me just interject that yes. Bob has incredible packing skills. Like the back of the truck looks like a moving van company loaded it.
I'm glad you explained packing skills.
Oh, brother.
It just goes right over your head every time, doesn't it?
We're not on the air.
Yes, we are.
I mean, I guess we are. Oh, my God. We're on the air.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I figured out how to cram a lot of stuff into the bed of a truck. So it's a handy.
I'm glad you said into the bed of a truck.
Me too. Boy, this is really good. You can tell that we have been on the road all day
tired.
And we are very tired. But it's okay. Yeah. I'm loving this. So for the most part, unhook everything, get the trailer ready for travel. And while I'm outside doing all that, Becky's inside putting everything away and securing everything. And it's then off we go.
And occasionally we have a mistake. Like today, the little cutting board that goes over the sink fell off while we were traveling and it blew down the hallway. And luckily, it didn't break anything.
Luckily, nothing was on the floor. So
yeah. We had little tiny things go wrong, but nothing disastrous yet on this trip. So yay.
Yet on this trip.
So we've been actually now five. This is our fifth night on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these nights are single nights in a campground. So we have been driving all day, camping, getting up, driving all day, camping, getting up. We're very much looking forward to getting to a destination where we can stay for 3 or 4 or 5 nights in the
right.
same spot. It's going to be great.
That's glorious, because once you unpack everything, you sit back, relax.
Oh, then you can
just have a campfire, have maybe a whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and
or
and
even
enjoy
drinking
the
our
sights.
Coffee, mm-hmm. drinking coffee in the morning and not hurrying and loading and packing things in. We can just relax and look at the scenery, because we're going to have some beautiful campsites.
Yes, we are. It's looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So let me see, what else do we have to discuss on this particular episode?
Are we going to discuss any specifics of our destinations yet? Or are we going to do that on another one?
No, I think maybe we should just wrap this up about
okay.
what our jobs are. What and well,
some of them are dirty jobs. That uh-huh. makes me think
and
of a
somebody
song.
Somebody has to do it.
Bob, you have a song about. Oh, stay tuned to the end, because I'm going to talk him into playing this song.
All right. I don't
it's
know which
job
one you...
to oh. do-da-da-da-da. It's my job to do-da-da-da.
There it is.
That's the dirtiest job.
All right.
You're going to hear it. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, this is Junebug Journeys. Visit us. Well, I'm really tired.
Don't listen to him. Listen to me.
Go ahead.
JunebugJourneys.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's the little travel blog. And then go to iTunes or wherever you found this podcast and please subscribe. I've been told by my son, who's in charge of all this kind of stuff, that it's really helpful if you subscribe, and it's really helpful if you leave reviews, because then it gets more people to listen. And of course you want your friends to know all about this fun stuff. So
really, don't review this one, though.
Not this one, the dirty jobs.
All right. Well, it's been fun, and we're on the road, and I'm sure we'll have a few more podcasts before we get
Yay.
Home. But
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. This is Junebug Journeys. Adios.
Latex fun, video aisles, silicone in many styles, erotic novelties that make your lover scream out loud. Inflatable girls with stain-proof thighs, pumps and plugs in every size. Come on by, we're just outside of town. It's my job
to run the porno store.
It's my job
to mop the peep show floor.
It's my job
to rent DVDs.
Clean before returning, please.
Clean those sticky DVDs.
Red ball gags for the kinky life. I just sold one to a preacher's wife. My congressman was browsing in the she-mail section yesterday. We'll keep your secrets, have no fear. Your poker buddies won't know you're queer. Our neon boobs light up the interstate. It's my job
to clean the stripper pole.
It's my job
to cut the glory hole.
It's my job
to sell DVDs.
Tasteful cinematic sleaze.
Come, come, we welcome you. Come, we'll make your dreams come true. Come,
dolls that bend, things designed for either end. Limited edition, Danny Thomas see-through plates. Spanish fly from way down south, new disembodied latex mouse. We're just 1 mile past exit 68. It's my job
to run the porno shop.
It's my job
to give the floors a mop.
It's my job
to sell DVDs.
High deaf girls that love to please.
Come, come, we welcome you. Come, we'll make your dreams come true. Come, one time and maybe